Hi, this is Dan Gilbazan, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, good. And so we have a couple of episodes coming, one of which is this one with some of the news roundup and, of course, the review of the Beast Wars number 15 and a little quasi-review of Toy Robot Magazine, which will lead into something about the next episode.
Yep.
So,
and then after that, because you don't know this yet, but after the Toy Robot episode that we're going to do, I will finally round out the Transmissions crew ATTF Origins episodes with producer Mike over there. He also does their Transformers RPG game Empire of Rust. So that will be after the interview episode. So we've got at least the next 3 weeks, folks, you're going to have all things Transformers week after week after week.
Well, it is all things Transformers, so.
True.
So yes, let's get this show on the road.
According to Teletron 1, Motormaster should be coming down this road right about now.
Well, look who's here! The old king of the road!
First up is the Transformers June live stream recap. Velocitron, Red, Shattered Glass, and more. All of our news is coming from TFW. I gotta say, there's one I've liked some of the Transformers Red figures, but there is one that I'm like, I might actually buy that if I see it in stores or online, and that is the Transformers Prime Megatron.
Yeah, he does look, honestly, he looks as if you took the actual transforming version and just stripped the transformation, and it looks exactly the same.
Yep.
Which, I gotta give him this. This one looks no different than the other figures that have come out in the past, only it doesn't transform. Whereas the other Red figures, I've not been a fan of for one reason or another. And it's usually because like the head decos are terrible. Like Cheetor is really bad. Or the plastic just looks super, super cheap. And I just can't get behind it. However, in this particular instance, and like Optimus Primal and funny enough, Thundercracker here.
Yeah, Thundercracker looks good too.
Yeah, they look pretty good. Starscream, for whatever reason, just didn't look very good. And I almost pulled the trigger on it. And I was like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't doing it for me. So I just, rather than own a Starscream, which funny enough, I have the core version of Starscream from Kingdom, that my kid gave me for Christmas. But a lot of these figures look super cool. 80% of them are repaints.
Yep.
Other than the red figures, the other ones have either a head replacement, like Blur.
But or, with Blur, I love.
Yeah,
I love
they made
Blur
it
big in the IDW. Right, because they made it the IDW smirk head. I love that. That is cool. And look, we know. You started this podcast in 2008.
Yep.
We've been Transformers fans since we were born, or since at least the franchise has been online since 84. We know that the company is going to reuse and and great. Hey, look, if they can reuse something, like, if you have the Studio Series 86 Blur body and you put the comic head on it, fine, great, amazing. That way you don't have to tool a whole new figure, you know, to have it be whatever. I've seen the Lego Optimus Prime in various things. I think Rodimus Primal did a couple of live streams trying to put that thing together. What I like about what I've seen of Lego Optimus Prime is that once he is put together you can transform him from robot to truck and truck to robot without having to disassemble and reassemble the entire. I think that's cool, especially with it being Lego, because normally if you want to build something else with Lego, you have to disassemble it and then reassemble it in the next thing you want it to be.
Yeah, and it looks super cool. I just, that's one of those ones I can't afford, but it looks freaking awesome.
I love the Cosmos figure. I think that's great.
Yeah, that one's new.
And I love how they're doing. So we've known for a while that they were going to end up doing closed box. Now, and we've talked about this before, how like the Bulkhead and a few of the others were open box. Well, now they're having to do either fully closed box or go back to doing the window boxes, because some of the accessories are falling out of the open boxes. Or, as we've talked about, people might, you know, go in and be creeps and steal the stuff.
But, yeah.
But fully closed box, you know, it is what it is. It's the way, you know, hey, I don't know.
It doesn't bother me. I know it bothers some collectors. I don't care. Yeah. Like, it's not that impactful.
Yeah. Was there anything else from the live stream that you wanted to bring up that you had interest in?
I think that, you know, the idea of the Velocitron or the Cybertron character.
Mm-hmm.
Override, I think it is.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I like the design. And then Scourge is just a repaint of... Basically, what they did is they took Laser Prime, which that's normal. They've done that with, like, RID. Yep. Unfortunately, they didn't give it the RID paint job of Scourge.
Mm.
They gave it the Nemesis.
Right.
Deco, which people don't particularly care for. Which means that you're going to probably see a Repro Labels that retcons all of that.
Right.
Since, you know, they're pretty good at fixing a lot of things. You just have to pay extra for it.
Yep.
But, yeah. Otherwise, I mean, I think that, you know, a majority of the things that are coming out are interesting. But I was kind of hoping for some other stuff to show up in this live stream. Like Wave 3.
Yeah, well, that's coming. I mean, we've got a story about leader class for next year's stuff here soon.
Well, and that's wave 4.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go.
Wave 3 has like Inferno.
Okay, yeah. The ant,
you know.
Gotcha.
And then wave 4 has Transmetal 2.
Yeah.
Megatron.
Yeah.
So, I'm getting invested in what those are going to look like.
Yeah, wave 4 is Transmetal 2 Dragon.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only one for Transmetal 2. There's what's funny is in that's supposed to come out in 2022, but there's also one coming out like a package refresh coming out in 2023 with a slightly different deco. And
interesting.
I'm like, the rumor has it, like, because they're calling him Metallic Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm wondering is if one of them is going to be more organic and one of them is going to have the Transmetal color.
Mm. Yeah.
And unfortunately, we don't know which one is which at this point in time.
Yeah.
I mean, because if it's like a slight thing like Galvatron where, you know, Kingdom, he's got the battle damage and Legacy, he doesn't.
Yeah.
That's not a big enough deal to, I mean, that's why I've seen a lot of Galvatron shelf warming.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But the other aspect is I'm hoping that they figured out the Transmetal 2 or the Transmetal Metallic look for Legacy, because I know that they're coming out with more Transmetal type stuff in the future. It's just a matter of what and how.
Yeah. So Megatron, are you ready to be monopolized?
No.
You should be, because we are getting a Beast Wars Monopoly game. Oh my god. I have to read. I just can't not read this. Attention Beast Wars collectors and board game fans. A listing and Australian website pop culture, we'll have our first look at a new officially licensed Monopoly Beast Wars Transformers. This new Monopoly comes in a nice Beast Wars retro art box with a full Beast Wars themed board featuring Maximal and Predacon tokens in both robot and beast modes. This board game is already in stock for $89.99 Australian dollars, which is about $62.22 USD. We still have no concrete information about the availability of this board game for the US market, but you read the full product description after the jump, blah, blah, blah. It's Maximals versus Predacons in a battle for the Golden Disc. The Monopoly Transformers Beast Wars Edition board game for the kids ages 8 and up is a must for Transformers fan. This 2-6 player game features gameplay inspired by the Transformers universe and iconic Transformers artwork. Race to take control of key locations and powerful spaceships, obtain stasis pods, and wield the Golden Disc. Properties include Biodome, the Ark, the Floating Mountain, and instead of houses and hotels, this edition features Energon cubes and Energon crystals. The player with the most Energon wins the game. This is cool. Like, if I find this on any website that's legitimate, that I am buying this and I am sending this to you, because this is fucking, I'm sorry, I'm putting an explicit tag on this show. This is fucking awesome. It just is.
What I like about it is it's got the art from the old boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
As well as the CGI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing. Like, I just, like, they're, okay,
do you,
so.
Do you remember the old game in the 90s?
Yeah.
Not the video game, the old card game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to own that.
Yep.
And it had similar art.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been, I've been playing Monopoly since I was a kid in the 80s.
I haven't owned a copy since.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying, like, Monopoly, along with, like, Trouble and Sorry and all those board games back then, those were the things we played for board games. And Monopoly used to only be just the regular Monopoly. And ever since then,
there's the Golden Disc.
Yep.
And ever in robot modes.
Yep. Ever since then, they have done Monopoly for – there's a Monopoly game for every fan. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
There is an actual other – there's a G1 Transformers Monopoly game too, I believe.
Yep.
There's a Jeopardy. There's a Wheel of Fortune. There's Monopoly for everything. And I saw this and I'm just like, Steve's going to crack up. And I'm literally trying not to jump out of my chair, because even though I probably won't buy this for myself, but, like, holy crap, this is awesome.
I really do like it, though.
Yes. Really, yes, very much so. Up next, we have the in-hand images of what we were just talking about with Transformers Prime, Optimus Prime, and Megatron from the Red series. The Optimus, he's kind of meh. Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
I'm not feeling it.
No.
Which is sad.
I don't know. Yeah.
Although, I have to say, like, his Season 3 version was better.
Yeah,
I would have preferred that, but I get why they're doing that one. The cool thing is, I mean, he does have the Matrix, he does, you know, mm-hmm. all that, but it's kind of meh. Like, the Megatron is just...
is so much better.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
like...
I mean, it's like they accessories too, but it just the design is just better, and I like the... You know, there's no extra kibble on it, whereas...
Yeah, I never had the... whatever class he was in the Prime toy line. But I know in the Prime toy line, the Megatron toy literally looks just like this, but it was, you know, your normal class of figure. And this just looks amazing and awesome. And oh my God, like,
I think the only thing that would get me into the Red mm-hmm. series, you already know.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It would have to be Beast Wars.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And he'd have to be a particular Predacon.
Yes, I know. And I'm not, like, okay, so a lot has happened, folks. I don't know if anyone can tell a difference in the audio, but I am in a completely different place right now. Since the last episode, I took my little wings and flew across the country from Washington State to Indiana. So I now live in Indiana, which I know it's a red state, but whatever. And it's one of those things where I have gotten certain things since our last episode. Just dropped off to me this morning was an original 85 Astrotrain, because I saw Astrotrain the other day and I'm like, ooh, I wonder how much he's going for on eBay. And it wasn't bad. It was under $20. But I also have, before we go on to the next news article, I did say I was going to end up getting those Jada Toys Nano Figs, the Nano Metal Figs, the die-cast ones. Mm-hmm. I haven't – you can hear the – but I haven't opened it yet. I don't know if I'm going to open it. It looks so good with them in the package, and I don't know how difficult this is to get them in and out of the package, but like I really – once I get fully settled in the new apartment, I really want to open these and put them on a shelf somewhere. Up next, we have IDW's Transformers Comic Solicitations for September 2022. These are books coming out in September of this year. Transformers Best of RC. This is various writers. All of these are best of books. So Best of RC, Best of Bumblebee, Best of Starscream. And then we have the Transformers IDW Collection Phase 3, Volume 3. Which I don't know what it collects. It's Lost Light issues 8 to 12, and Optimus Prime issues 7 to 10, and a few other things. And then we have Transformers Last Spot Standing, the trade paperback for the Last Spot Standing series will be out in September. And then Shattered Glass is actually getting a 2. So there was the first Shattered Glass series written by Danny something. I know they – what is their – I don't remember what their name is. But so basically Transformers Shattered Glass 2. So issue number 2 is coming out in September from IDW. So I don't know when they are going to lose the license, as we've said, because there hasn't really
been – it's going to be the end of the year.
Probably. It'll be like the beginning of January. It'll say – they'll come out with something, or maybe at Christmas time they'll say, this is it. This is – the last hurrah kind of thing. Have you ever played Transformers Forge to Fight?
I've tried. I don't like it.
I have never played it, and I watched Bolt Matrix on YouTube. He does his daily giant robot news, and he mentioned this, that Rodimus Prime from Generation 1 has joined Transformers Forge to Fight. But in his video, he specifically says, you have to pay if you want to win.
Pretty much, because you have to upgrade to the characters, and it's not. I don't like, and it's with any game now. Like no game is immune to it. They're all going this direction, which is rather unfortunate. It's, I mean, yes, they're all free. Yeah, great, hurrah. But if you want any upgrades, you want anything decent, like you literally have to, like, they nickel dime you on every game now. Like you don't really have a choice. Like it's you have to do this or you're not going to win, or you're not going to progress, or they give you limited crystals or limited, you know, recharges before you have to basically just sit and wait. Like it's hurry up and wait once you get to a certain point, which is, again, it's annoying. And I'm not a big proponent of having to do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, what choice do you have?
Yeah. There are a couple of games that I play on my phone. Like I play Minion Rush, which is one of those self run and gun kind of games where it runs for you and you jump and you move and whatever. And it's okay. It's a nice little, you know, time waster kind of thing, but why can't we have an actual Transformers video game now? Like, I wish that news article was Rodimus Prime is the first to join us in a new. And I know in the live stream thing, they mentioned something about teaming up with Dave and Buster's for Transformers VR.
Who cares? That's not. I mean, yeah, it'd be great if you're into that thing, but like, I don't.
Yeah,
I would like to see them like revisit older franchises.
Yeah,
like older, like let's put for instance, like just putting my like for the original, you know, Beast Wars aside, like the game was terrible. The graphics were terrible. The vocals were terrible. It was not a good game whatsoever. But I would like to see them go the direction of having the Armada game was actually pretty good despite what people thought. And I would like to see them kind of go back to that pool.
Yeah, what I want is, and I'm just checking now to see, their website looks really, really bare. I don't know if they went out of business or not, but I want High Moon Studios, and I want
actual... They lost the license. They're still around.
Right, I understand that, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I want them to get the license back and make a new game based off whatever you want to have it based off of. Because those two games were great. Even though I never played them, I think I played maybe War for Cybertron for a little while, but
I've played them
actually.
I have them on my PC, and they're awesome.
Yes, they are. Up next is Transformers Legacy Leader Class listings for 2023. And this is where the dragon is unleashed.
Yes.
We assume.
No, because they say that this is Leader Metal Megs package refresh, which means Laser Prime will be back out, Blitzwing and Metal Megatron, which means they may come with different decos. They don't really say yet. It's a package refresh. Yeah. So basically they're going to give them a new box, because that's what they did with like Galvatron and Hot Rod and some of those other ones.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you. You have the show accurate pterosaur from Kingdom,
yes.
Correct?
Yep.
Is that the one that you like? That's your pterosaur. You don't need any other pterosaur.
Yes. And what's interesting about this is I have this thing. I have to have one of the version, not like every copy. Cause like, I mean, they come out with a million of everybody.
Yeah.
Different decos, like the new pterosaur. I think they've got three different decos out or coming out. They're having the original toy deco, and then they're having like the laser beak deco coming. So I don't particularly like a lot of their decos in general because they're missing paint detail. The one that came out with the golden disc is the one that I have and like. Yeah. And I just, you know, I repainted what needed to be repainted. But overall, it's a solid figure. They used the tooling of Airazor, and it works.
Yeah.
And it's like I said, it's a solid figure.
Yeah. The reason why I ask is another story that we're just kind of gloss over is that there is a in-hand image of the Transformers Beast Wars 1995 reissue pterosaur.
Yep.
So this is his original toy deco, unpainted beak, green spots, black and purple robot parts, blah, blah, blah. Does anybody really want? Okay. So pterosaurs specifically, would people rather have that first Kingdom figure or a figure that's just a re-release from 1995?
So, like, this is the thing that's odd. Some people like to complete their collection. Some people like to have these older figures. Some people like to collect them in general. Like the only old figures I have from like the original Beast Wars run.
Right.
Is I have the 10th anniversary Cheetor, which is essentially just a package refresh, you know, redeco. They mm-hmm. they gave him more of the proper blues instead of the bright blue that was on him on the original 96 release. It's more of a subdued grayish blue with a more, it's kind of like a hazy looking yellow for the tiger or for the cheetah look, which is why mm-hmm. I went with that one instead of the original. And mm-hmm. I have like the reissue Rat Trap, which I got for $5.
okay.
And I have the original Iguanas.
Mm-hmm.
Like the original, not, you know, because yeah, yeah. I know they're coming out with that again, too.
Yep.
What I like about some of these are is, yes, they're very accessible for kids. Mm-hmm. As far as like my son is concerned, where he doesn't want all of the extra transformation, like the flip transform, my kids love it because it's quick. They can, you know, it's for playability. It's awesome. I get it. Same point. If they've seen the source material, it doesn't do it for them because it's not show quality or not as good. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know. Like it's, I think for a completionist, somebody that has to have like a version of it, even if it's not the original figure, I think that that's more where it's geared for because they cost the same and it's different amount of plastic. Like I prefer the more show accurate content.
Yeah.
Whereas some people just don't care. They just are completionists or they have to have like the original run, which, you know, I mean, if you're collecting the original run and don't care for the new releases, you know, that's great too. And, you know, to each their own. I'm more of the, it has to be show accurate, but there are some figures where I kind of break that mold and I literally have every version of Rat Trap that's out right now that's been released by Hasbro.
Yep. I mean, that's like me, like, yes. Do I want more Transformers Funko Pops? Absolutely. Will I buy every trans? Probably not. Depends on the character, but for me, it's like I want them for the character. I don't necessarily want them for the okay, yeah, I just mentioned earlier that I grabbed a classic 85 original Astro Train, but his transformation is like, it's like 10 steps or something just to get him into robot mode, not even, you know, playing, you know, shuttle mode or whatever, but just from train to robot, it's like 10 steps. It's easy. He's sitting on my desk right now, right behind Nightwing. Like for me with toy collecting now as an adult, it's all about what's the best display of the character. And like you said, show accuracy or specific, like this Nightwing that I have is red and black Nightwing, which is basically from Kyle's run on the new 52 for DC Comics is Nightwing. The same thing why I bought these Jada Toys nano metal figs is because I wanted characters. Like Sideswipe and Sunstreaker, like, oh my god, they look amazing in this thing. Cliffjumper, Hot Rod, Bumblebee, even Optimus looks great. I think the only, no, there's Megatron. You know, it's just one of those things where, for me, it's not necessarily about the transformation anymore. Like, I don't need that. I just want to have a character representation, and like you said, it, you know, it's all about show accuracy. Moving on to our second to last story, we have the 2023 Transformers listings discovered Legacy Year 2 and Velocitron Wave 2. So there are no images with this, but these are just the listings coming up in 2023. For Legacy Year 2, we have Voyager Leo Prime, Voyager Tarn, Leader Prime Skyquake. So that's interesting. They're making a Leader Transformers Prime Skyquake. Leader Armada Megatron. That's going to be interesting. Core Sludge. So you're going to have a tiny Sludge. Deluxe Needlenose, Hotshot, and Junkion 1. A Core Sound Blaster and a Core Slug. So you get a Core... Sludge and Slug. I'm sorry. I know Slug is his name, and I am absolutely for the reason why Slug is his name now. I'm all in favor of it, and that's great. But Sludge and Slug, it's not alliterate, but it's just too close for me. And then in the Velocitron Wave 2, Deluxe Shadow Striker, Deluxe Crasher, Voyager Hot Rod, and Leader 2.
I think that they're just not releasing who that's going to be.
Right, yeah. That's why I said Leader 2.
I'm interested in as far as like Leo Prime, because it's Leo Convoy.
Yep.
I like the idea of core Dinobots, to be honest, but what would be cool is if those core Dinobots could transform into like the Dino King. Volcanus.
Volcanicus, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, regardless, I like the idea. I like that they're kind of delving into other series too, not just G1, not just Beast Wars. They're getting, you know, not just G2, they're getting, you know, some Beast Wars 2, some Armada. I think they're kind of testing the water with some of it. Which is kind of cool for those that are involved in that. It certainly will probably sell a lot better than some of the reissue stuff, which doesn't get discounted until it does. And I have a little bit on that in a moment. But
okay. Well, why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, so there's vintage, more vintage Beast War reissues. Iguanus is one of them. Pterosaur is one of them. We've kind of discussed that. Then Canine Wolfang, you know, one of the two. Is coming back out. I like the idea of Wolfang, but that's because I want to customize it. if I am so inclined, I would have to get it cheap though. But what's funny is none of the stores are putting any of these on sale. Like they're shell forming hard. I've seen like Optimus Primal at Walmart. He's shell forming so hard that he's in the clearance aisle for $30, and they have like a stack of them.
Wow.
And they won't go any lower. Yeah. I was like, yeah, if I could get it for like $10, I'd complete my Primal collection. But you know, or like same thing with Megatron. And last week they actually had something crazy on Walmart.com. You could get the original reissue Beast Wars Megatron, the Ultra, for $12.78. But you had to pay like you couldn't. This was the kicker. And I know you saw my tirade on Twitter, and some people probably saw it on the ATTF feed. The app had it for $12.78, like distributed by Walmart themselves.
Right.
Which, you know, I get if it's coming from like TF Source or Wizards of the Coast or one of those, you know, Toy Wiz, something. One of those usually picks it up, and there's other alternatives on them or Target or whatever. They technically, as long as they carry it, will match it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in store. The funny thing is like you have to order it online, have it shipped to you, which costs like $6, $7. Maybe eight, somewhere in that neighborhood. So it ends up being about $20. And I happen to know that one of the Walmarts had it in stock. And I happen to know that it's still in stock. And it's been there for months with a beat up broken box. And they don't discount it because of the broken box. They just are like, it's there. And it's $40 for the figure in the store. And so I one day thought that, hey, this would be interesting to see if this works. And I walked it up to, you know, the scanner or whatever. And the guy's like, I did the call for help thing. And he's like, oh, you know, what's wrong? And I says, well, it shows on your app here that, you know, you guys supply this. It says fulfilled by Walmart. I says, it's $12.78. I said, I can't order it site to store, which is weird. Enough.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid because I'm like, I don't want it shipped. I have it in my hand. It's $40 in the store. It's $12.78 on the app. It's like, let me price match. And then we don't even have to do the shipping thing. Like, it's physically there. And the guy's like,
yeah,
he's like, I don't know if we can do that. It's not fulfilled. You know, it's not by Walmart. It could be a third party. I says, it says Walmart right on it.
Yep.
And I take it up, you know, and the guy's looking at it and, he says, well, it's not in stock in the store. I showed him on the app. It says not in stock in stores. Mm-hmm. And I had it in my hand.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, that's not right. And I said, and I says, this is what I see every time I look at your app. I said, nothing ever shows up. Or it'll say things are there and they aren't. And they'll be like, well, they may be in somebody's cart. And I'm like, no, they're not. They're just, your inventory system blows. And I was like, well, it's here. It's in my hand. I'm like, you know, you could sell it to me for the $12. Or, and he's like, well, I can't do that because blah, blah, blah. And I says, all right, take it off. And mm-hmm. and I was like, I walk.
Yep.
Because I'm like, I don't need it. I have Kingdom and it's far superior. It's just, I like the idea of having one in beast mode. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I'm playing with my kids, like I was like, oh, I have a Megatron I can beat the crap out of because I know it can take it. Because mm-hmm. sure, I know that I did it as a kid. But yeah, anyway, so it was just kind of annoying that they don't discount them. But if you go to like, there's some like obscure stores in other parts of the country where like people were finding Rat Trap reissue, like stacks of them for like,
oh geez,
$2 to $4.
Wow.
And, or, you know, as you know, upward of like $5, and then Cheetors were like $10, and it's like, oh, they're original pricing. And, you know, I think you can order a Rat Trap on Walmart now for like $10. And then Cheetor is like $17, and Megatron's been downgraded to $32, and Primal is $28. But you have to get them through the app. So I don't know. I'm just it boggles my mind, like the lack of logic in doing those things. But yeah, I'm just kind of like, whatever. I guess it is what it is. I don't need them that bad. But yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's like, sell me your toy. Do you not want me to have your toy?
Like, okay, so if it's 40 in the store and it's 12 on the app, at least, you know, go as low as insert amount. Like, so I did this with Target one time. I went to Target. I found a Funko Pop or whatever it was, and it wasn't a normal pop. It was one of the larger ones or something. And I was like, oh, well, it says it's this price on the app. Well, I can only go like I can meet you in the middle. I can take $10 off. And I was like, okay, fine. Like, originally the thing was like $30. Because it was one of those, it was either a multi-pack or it was a larger figure or something. So it wasn't just a single 3.5 to 4 inch pop that is usually like $7, $8, $9, $10.99. It was a, you know, larger one. I'm like, okay, so instead of 30, I pay 20. That's fine. That's whatever for me. But, you know, it's just some of this like price match stuff just sucks.
Well, it's like okay, they'll match the exact same item for other stores, but they won't match it for their own. And I've had it's not the first time I've had this issue. When I was buying, I think way back when Windows 7 came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that dates it quite a bit. I bought Windows 7. Walmart had it online for, it was like $30 cheaper than in store, maybe 40. And it was for the upgrade of Windows, you know, from Windows XP to Windows 7, you know, home edition or something. And I said, you know, I knew I was upgrading. I wanted it and I didn't want to pay it a crazy price. I wanted to get it today. And because I was doing the upgrade that night, mm-hmm. I went to buy it online or price compare to their online. And they're like, oh, we don't match online. and I was in the store looking at it, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, what do you mean you don't match your price online? And they're like, oh, we don't do that. You have to buy it online. And I said, okay, but I'm here to pick it up now. And they're like, oh, you have to do site to store. And you have to deal with our site to store department, which is, you know, at the electronics. And I says, okay, I'm standing in electronics. Mm-hmm. I'm like, can I just buy it for the online price? They're like, no, you have to place an order online. And so I'm standing there in the electronics department. And this is, you know, back in the day of like crappy smartphone.
And yeah, this is 2009.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, so I go in there and I'm purchasing it on my phone so I can get the invoice, which I have to then show the person in the store to prepare my package, which is sitting behind a cabinet. It took them 25 minutes to decide to open the cabinet.
Oh my God.
To grab the thing for me. And so
Windows. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to wait 25 extra minutes. Like, so I waited there about an hour altogether to get that copy of Windows for $30 to $40 cheaper than what I would have bought it in their store, because they were, their policy was so stupid. So, I mean, it's the same mentality that they have now with their app. They don't match anything. They're like, oh, we want to ship it to you. It's like, maybe if it's in the store, just sell it to me for the price that you're selling it for. And then they all got bought out, and then they skyrocketed over $60 because mm-hmm. third parties were selling them. And then as of like yesterday, Walmart started selling them again, fulfilled by them for $30. I'm like, yeah, you guys know you goofed. And then, you know, but they did the same thing with the, it was the War for Cybertron Kingdom Megatron that comes with the Matrix and comes with that, right. That dinosaur, that purple dinosaur thing.
Yep.
So that kit normally is, you know, it's normally like $50 to $80 depending on where you get it. They were selling it on walmart.com for $16. And I was looking at it. I'm like, I like it. I don't care about the dinosaur. I like the Matrix part. I like the Megatron. I like that he's like metallic and he's very cool looking. And I'm like, but I have G2 and I don't really care to have it. But it was very tempting for $16. And, you know, because it's a leader class figure with another figure that is almost leader class, you know, and then just the bonuses in general. And so it sold out the same time that the $12 Beast Megatron reissue did, and they came out with I think some other retailer was selling it for $150 after that,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, oh yeah, price gouge, buy it for $16, sell it for $150.
So going in line with this, and sadly, this I've told this story recently in the last not the last few episodes, but I know I've told the story this year at some point on this podcast. In December of last year, in 2021, we lost Derek J. Wyatt, who was the designer for Transformers Animated. Back when I think season 3 hit on Cartoon Network, it was a Saturday. It was like 4 or 5 in the morning Eastern time. And he was on Twitter and he was like, yeah, Target is going to have Leader Shockwave or Voyager Shockwave, the purple wave, the one that's being revealed, because they did the whole color swap to be the regular traditional Shockwave purple. And it's $5 at Target. At that time, I was maybe a 5-minute walk away from a Target. I was there at 7:59 a.m. before they open the doors. I immediately go over. I don't say anything to anybody. I grab a Shockwave. I go to the U-Scan or whatever the hell it was. I scanned. Yep, $5. Okay, fine. This Voyager class figure was probably back then supposed to be going for the somewhere between $12 and $17 price point.
Mm.
So this whole price thing is just crazy, crazy stuff. All right. The last thing we have to talk about is the Transformers Tonka collaboration figure, Tonkanator revealed, and Street Fighter reissues. First of all, I don't like the fact that Transformers is crossing over with Street Fighter. That's just weird.
I don't like it either, but I like, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I do have to say I like the molds.
Yeah.
For the figures, I do like the fact that for Tonka, that just makes sense.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I think it's funny. I think it's funny that they're Autobots.
I was gonna say that. Because I was looking at these pictures and I'm like, okay, I see the. So I clicked on the first picture and I'm like, wait a minute, I know that's whoever it is, and I know. Wait, why is there an Autobot symbol? And then I start scanning, and I'm like, oh my God, they all like, what is going on? Like, Mixmaster has a giant red Autobot symbol on his yellow mixing thing and all. And I'm like, oh my God. And then they form Tonkatron or whatever, but like
Tonkinator.
There you go.
I think it's funny though, yeah. Like, cause they're the original molds.
Yeah. It's like the original gift set.
Yeah. So I'm down with that. I think it's cool.
I think it's cool.
The other ones, the Street Fighter stuff, the crossover there, I'm not a fan of them, the paint jobs, but I do like the Prime and the Megatron bodies.
Yeah.
The Megatron, because he's a triple changer, same thing with Prime. I like the fact that he's Laser Prime, and he turns into the Semi, and the Semi is completely integrated into his body, and he turns into a jet. And it's completely integrated into the body. Like, it's not, I don't feel like the trailer is useless.
Right.
And then the Megatron, I like him because it's kind of an original take on it, which is funny because I don't like the original Deco, which is the gray. But I like the purple Deco.
Yeah.
Which is the G2 time frame that he had, like the tank type look. Not just the green, but the purple one too. What's funny is they cost about the same amount to get the original figures. You know, if you're buying both of them, it costs the same amount to get the originals. I like the Laser Prime quite a bit actually, but again, it's not one of those things. I mean, judging based on the leg joints, I can tell that they're leader class. I can tell because I have leader class Skywarp.
Right.
From Combiner Wars. And they're about the same height or same build as far as like the leg joints, the ratchets that are in them and the shoulders and the stuff like that. So I can kind of tell, but it's also a Headmaster, like both of them.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know. I like them. If they had the capability to be repainted.
Yes. Yeah, that would be cool.
So I just thought it was merit to bring it up because I like the designs in general. I just don't like the paint deco.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I don't know. So we've had, let's just from my memory, I'm not looking at anything. Let me just run down the list that I know of. Transformers Top Gun, Transformers Ghostbusters, Transformers Back to the Future, Transformers Street Fighter, Transformers Tonka, Transformers Jurassic Park,
X-Men, Marvel.
But like, and that's great, but
Star Wars.
Star Wars in the past and things like that. And those are all great and everything else, but Transformers and Street Fighter? I just can't. When I hear that, I want to see Optimus, Megatron, Hot Rod, Astro. Like, I want to see them fighting in the game. I don't want to see action figures of them based on what their potential looks might be in the game itself. I don't know. I'm just weird like that. Any other news that you've come across or anything else you want to bring up before we kind of switch gears?
Yeah. Before we do the comic and then the magazine review.
Yep.
So there is one final thing and I'll send it to you separately. You may not be able to see it.
I can see it
because I don't know if you're in that. Okay. So somebody I know on Facebook is having this commissioned. It's a G2 Megatron 3D print at Voyager scale. And he, let's put it this way, it transforms like the original figure.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
With modern details, yeah, and modern transformation schemes, and you know, the hole in the back, and you know, the everything folding up the way, mm-hmm, it does, and they show it transformed. It doesn't have the cannon yet on the shoulders, yeah, but the guy's like, I'm a huge G2 Megatron fan, and he says, I commissioned this. He says, it's costing me a small fortune. He says, but he said, it's, he says he's just a huge G2 Megatron fan, and it's, you know, it's kind of one of those dream figures, and it's proper and everything. And I said, yeah, I get it. I said I have the Generation Selects because it's, you know, like poor man masterpiece here. And while it's not my favorite, yeah, because it's clearly, you know, War for Cybertron. It's not, you know, I mean, I have the chest add-on, mm-hmm, for it. I don't have the rest of it because I managed to wrangle that pretty decently without the rest of the kit, because they're like, oh, there's some paint chippage. And I would, you know, me being an idiot, I'm like, oh, let's start sanding and start scraping at it. And, you know, it had a pretty decent color. It was off. And I spent, I think, 2 hours mixing different paints together to get somewhat close to the original paint job of the Generation Selects. Yeah. For that thing. And it's, you know, I've repainted it. It looks pretty solid now. It doesn't look like a 3D print anymore because of the color and the paint, but it's, you know, I mean, it needed to be there to be G2, but I'm still waiting on, like, the guy that's commissioned this G2 Megatron. He is making his own shoulder cannon. That's not like giant and bulky, like the normal 3D print that everybody's doing. He's like, you know, the one that everybody else is doing, it falls off. It's so heavy, like it's so top heavy, and it doesn't stay on in between modes. The one he's making will stay on between modes. And I was like, well, if you're, you know, how much? And he's like, no, I'll just send it to you when I'm done. And I says, oh, great. So I'm waiting on that to have a more complete G2 Megatron. And then, funny enough, the same guy is like, I like to model different characters, and I like, you know, I like Beast Wars Megatron too. And he's like, right. And I showed him, because I'd showed him a picture of my custom,
yep,
that I'm still working on some of the paint work. And he says, you know, if you don't mind not having it transform, he says, I could make a robot mode of that Megatron. And I was like, oh, I'm game.
Of course you are.
I'm like, I don't even care if it transforms. Like, I, you know, because, yeah, I mean.
Well, isn't that why we've always bought two? Like, look, I got back into collecting late 2005 throughout 2006, and then I hit it heavy in 07 and 08. But, you know, that's when I started collecting again. And, like, from 2005 to 2011... if it was a Transformer, you always buy two, because if you want to...
if you can afford it.
Well, yes, obviously. Luckily, at that time, I had a really good job. You know, but, like, again, for me, it's like, whatever... like with you, Beast Wars Megatron, that's your thing. Whether it's original, whether it's Transmetal 2, whether it's Transmetal 2 Dragon, whatever, your thing is Beast Wars Megatron and apparently a million rat traps. And all that. And that's fine. Yeah, no, that's, well, fine.
I have Primal Masterpiece, mm-hmm, his Transmetal, and then Optimal Masterpiece.
But, yeah,
you know, I mean, Optimal Beast Wars Megatron. And then I don't understand why I have the level of rat traps I do. I don't. But I think it's because out of the other characters in the show, that's the only one that, like, resonated with me outside of it, because I love his sarcasm.
If I was to get a Beast Wars and or Beast Machines figure, like, just to have in robot mode, basically not necessarily like one of these nanofigs that I have or one of the diecast things that I have and whatever, but just like a statue, essentially, like they have the DC collection. Mm-hmm. It would be Transmetal 2 Cheetor. So it would be black and yellow kitty robot mode and or Beast Machines Cheetor in some sort of action pose with his blades. But that's it. Like, I'm not going crazy. And my whole point of saying the whole thing of why as collectors we usually end up buying two of the same character that we love is because we want to display both either in box and out of box, or both out of box in each mode, so we don't have to transform them to and fro. I don't know. It's just one of those things. So
yeah, I mean, I get it. I really do. if funds were no issue, I would, but therefore they're all in robots. Yes.
And speaking of robot, we should talk about Toy Robot, because we are going to have the people that make this wonderful Transformers, the magazine for fans of transforming toys. We're going to have them on an interview for the next episode of the podcast. This is Volume 2, Issue 7, Summer 2022. It has a Optimus Prime Generation 1 toy fighting Ravage. They are chatting with Mark Watts, original Transformers artist. And this magazine is cool.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading it and I was going, okay, this is laid out nice. This is very well written. It's very elegant. It's got a lot of great pictures. It's got a lot of different vantage points, a lot of things that jump back and forth. You know, they even debate the movie in one of the issues, you know, about Hot Rod and Prime.
Oh Lord.
They play devil's advocate really well. Actually. They're like, it's Cup's fault.
That's not even... Cup wasn't anywhere near. Oh,
yes, he was. He says, do it, Prime. Finish him
off. Yeah, but he wasn't...
And then Hot Rod goes running up, and he's like, stay back, boy. That's Prime's fight. And it's like, Cup could have just as easily shot Megatron.
Oh, Lord.
From the side. And it's like, okay. It's like, it threw that a totally different curveball that nobody would have ever seen. You know, it's like, everybody blames Hot Rod, and it's like, Cup just stood there. It's like he watched the whole thing happen. It's like, you could have helped. Instead, he let him die.
As I'm scrolling through this magazine, I gotta say, there is a lot of awesome. I've known this for years now, doing the pull bag and covering all of the IDW run and everything else, but a lot of great Transformers artists, whether it's the toys, whether it's comics, whether it's just illustrate. Like, I literally am scrolling through. I'm on page 23, 24, somewhere around there, scrolling through this. And I'm just like, oh my God, this art. Look at that Devastator. Look at that Optimus Prime. Look at the Starscream with Shockwave. He's got Ironhide's head on a pike. Oh, Starscream, you sick bastard. The Triptychon art, and then you get into the Punch Counterpunch article here. Yeah, this is going to be fun talking to these people that make this magazine, because you know what? I eventually want to do like a magazine episode of Geekcast Radio, of the overall flagship podcast, because when we were kids, I had Nintendo Power. I had this. I had that. I mean, say what you will about sports and Sports Illustrated, but it was cool getting the Sports Illustrated issues as kids because, you know, our parents all wanted us to be sports people and whatever, at least most parents, whatever. Anyway, but the point is, if we had Toy Robot in the 80s when we were – oh, man, this would be so cool. Oh man, I'm gonna have to read this one article that's in this issue. The Savage Ravage versus the Second to None Steeljaw. 12 rounds. Very cool. So good.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for the next one because I think that they're having Optimal Optimus in it.
Ooh, nice.
So I'm a sucker for any time Optimal Optimus shows up or Megatron, so you know that. Pretty much anytime Beast Wars shows up and it's a main character, I'm going to be all over it.
Yeah. That's your bag.
That's me. And I was like, if you ever want any, Any extra guest writers for no pay?
Exactly. Like, I will create you the best Trans Megatron Beast Wars fan fiction you'll ever see.
I did write one back in the day.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
And the other thing before we get to the comic that I wanted to bring up is I also got a chance to, and maybe one of these days we can have these people on because that would be interesting. It got funded in less than a day, but I was able to fund the Transformers Cybertronic Spree Ravage Kickstarter. And it's coming... When is it supposed to be here? Let's see. Estimated delivery October of 2022. And I got the Transforming Ravage USB, which includes all the other tiers previous to that tier. So it's got – this is the Cybertronic Spree. This is their first full-length 11-song album, LP, of original music. So this isn't them doing – they may do Transformer stuff. I don't know. But this isn't them, like, singing a Transformer song because Hasbro or whomever said, hey – do a Transformers song for this or for that. Or this isn't them doing covers. This is them having their own original album. So that's going to be cool. And I would love to have them on the show at one of these points, one of these days, one of these whatever. All right. We are going to take a quick break and come back to talk to you about IDW Publishing Transformers Beast Wars Issue 15. We'll be back after this.
Hello, all sentient beings. Want the latest on everything going on in the Transformers multiverse? Check out the Transmissions Podcast Network. We've got weekly podcasts covering everything from Alpha Trion to Omega Supreme. From old school G1 all the way up to Cyberverse and beyond. And you don't want to miss Empire of Rust, the world's first and only Transformers live play role-playing game podcast. If you love Transformers, there's something for everyone at transmissionspodcast.com.
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toybox Soapbox, 6-0 and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
All right, we are back here on All Things Transformers. Steve Megatron, are you ready?
Ready for what?
Ready to get your ass kicked by the Valk.
No.
I can't get him to... some voice actors, man, you just can't direct them. Anyway, we are here to talk about IDW Publishing Transformers Beast Wars Issue 15. The main cover is Megatron with all of the Valk around him. Megatron and Primal, yep, with all of the Valk around them. As you know, written by Eric Burnham, art by Winston Chan on this, with colors by Ellie Wright, letters done by Nathan Widwick, and Jake Wood. So Jake, it's interesting. Jake dropped his M, his middle initial. It used to be Jake M. Wood. Assistant editor is Riley Farmer. Editor is Jasmine Joyner. Supervising editor, David Marriott. We get the story so far, catching us up from issue 14. We get the roll call featuring Optimus Primal, Megatron, Saberback.
Saberback.
What is that? Razor, not Razor Claw.
Polar Claw.
There you go. Tigatron, Air Razor, and Inferno, who are all the children of the Valk. And then you have...
which I find that very funny.
Mm-hmm. And then you have Tonrar, T-Car, and Pekak as the Valk people. And yeah, we start this off with Optimus Primal wondering where they are, and he and Megatron are trapped in some really powerful stasis electro fields. I love on the Comixology app on every smart device out there, like mobile phones and things like that. On the guided view, it zooms in because Primal is kneeling, and Megatron says, "Well, if nothing else, I got to see that." And like the panel in the guided view is like super zoomed in on his heels, like he has like his feet are actual heels. I think that's hilarious. So Primal and Megatron are trying to figure out where they are and how they can get out, and they come up against the children of the Vok, which, as you said, is interesting to see which characters are children of the Vok. That's one way to introduce them, a new and different way to introduce them. So there's that.
I do like how Megatron's basically talking to his dinosaur mm-hmm. head in the cell.
Mm-hmm.
I also like the fact that we're... And I like Josh Burcham's art.
No, this is Winston Chan.
I do. Yeah, I like his art, but I'm saying I also like this.
Yeah.
Because I get Megatron in a different mm-hmm. look.
Yeah, Josh draws Megatron more show accurate, kind of. Like, but yes...
Well, Josh's is more the blocky yep. look,
and
which yeah. I have no issue with. I think it's kind of cool. I would, if there was a figure of it, I would do that too. But I know that people have 3D printed it. But besides that, I'm liking this look.
Yeah,
it's just more realistic.
Yeah, it's kind of like going from. And when I say this, it's not an insult, okay? It's kind of like going yeah. from Batman Forever
it's apples to oranges.
Right, but I'm saying, like, it's kind of like going from Val Kilmer in Batman Forever to Christian Bale in Batman Begins, where, like you said, this is more a realistic look of Megatron than an actual cartoony look of what he would look like when Josh is doing it.
I will say the backgrounds are pretty simplistic.
Yeah, I was listening to Transmissions and Charles and Daryl and Dr. Pants and everybody, and that's the thing about this comic. It's character-driven. It's been character-driven since the first issue.
Although I will say it's easier to cut the background mm-hmm. out. Because the background is one color.
Yeah, and that's what I like about it. I like that the backgrounds are so simple, and they are just either one or two colors or just a solid color. We still haven't figured out. They have not stated if this is Earth or not. I don't think it's Earth. Because I think if they really wanted to get the Beast Wars fans in at some point, they would have had Optimus and Dinobot figure out, Optimus, Dinobot, and Wasp, one moon now. Like, you know, they would have done something. So I cannot wait to see if they state if it is Earth. I don't think they actually ever do, because I have read to the end of the series and I don't think it's ever said. But the basic, like, one color, like, I'm looking at the panel where Primal gets out of the force field here. And Megatron says, "Impossible." It's just a like pinkish, purplish color. And then Megatron is his purple and Optimus is his blue, at least for this part of that first panel there on that page. This is page 13 out of 32. And I don't mind that this is a character-driven comic. I don't mind that the backgrounds are simple. Like I said already, I know I'm repeating myself. I like that because it makes you focus more on what's going on, whether it's action or whether it's them having a discussion. So,
yeah, I'm really enjoying the, like I said, the art, but I'm also enjoying the direction, you know, the, you know, Primal conversing with Tigatron, who's more calm of the group. Yes. And, you know, Airazor and all of them are like, you know, we're more of the planet, not of, of you.
Mm-hmm.
And Megatron arguing with them, and I think it's funny that Inferno throws in Queens in his conversation.
Well, he has to, because he's a child of the Vok at this point. He's not Megatron's lackey, which Megatron basically just takes him up and, like, demolishes him. Poor Inferno. He just can never catch a break. And the Vok finally reveal their true selves to Megatron and Primal.
Primal.
And, yep. Yeah. They have to figure out how to defeat the Vok. And the last panel is Megatron says, very last panel, bottom of the page.
Of which page?
Very last page.
Of the comic?
Megatron says,
I'm getting there. Because I was skimming other parts of it. Is it the part where he says, yes, we're doomed?
We're doomed. There is no chance for us.
You surprised me, Megatron. I figured if anyone would be up for a fight against a powerful enemy of pure spite, it would be you. Besides, there's always a chance, and we're going to make this one count. Next, it's almost the end.
I think it's the Vok. The funny that they agree to stand back at Primal's request.
Yeah.
Despite Megatron's irritation and being scanned.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And the Vok are learning from Optimus and Megatron because, you know, there's this whole page here where Megatron murders a couple of bots, and the Vok are like, don't you want him to be killed? Don't you? Because he just, you know, and Optimus goes on and says, you know, they were attacking us, so they got killed. He's, you know, we're not going to straight up murder somebody. You know, he's going to have his day in court kind of thing. I like that. I like that they're teaching the Vok something. It's kind of like any of those versions of It's a Wonderful Life. And I know this is so stupid to compare this to that, but the one I can think of is the episode of Beverly Hills 90210 when it's the man and the woman star people angel thing, but they're shown as stars in the sky. And they're arguing back and forth, and they see what Jason, Brandon and Brenda and all of them do to come together to fix an issue or something. It's the same thing here where the Vok are like, why would you do that? Why would you... You know, and it's because it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I absolutely love, and we always absolutely love the alternate covers, but the cover art for this on the pull bag will be Megatron close up on his face. This is done by James Marsh with him holding an Optimus Primal plushie, basically crushing it in his fist. I love that.
I do like that one.
So awesome. So very awesome. Anything else? Is there anything you didn't say about issue 15? Is there anything else you want to say about it?
I mean, I really like the art and the hair on like Tigatron and
in Air Razor. I like the fact that Primal figures out how to get out by watching them.
Yeah, that was cool.
Because he transforms into beast mode, touches it, and he's like, shing, and then Megatron's like, impossible. Mm-hmm. And then they both escape. And, you know, the Vok are kind of watching and waiting as they put them through the paces. And I think it's funny how Megatron takes them all out, but Primal's doing it like smacking them.
Yes.
Like very calmly. Yep. And but Megatron, when he's in beast mode and he takes out Polar Claw.
Yeah.
And Polar Claw's like, oh, this is less fair a fight off the ground. Release me and fight more honorably. And Megatron's like, no. And Inferno's like, you killed him.
That should be obvious. Yes. As should what comes next.
You know, mm-hmm. And then gets into the fight. And I think it's funny how Primal and Megatron have to work together, you know, to take him out. And then he finds them both kind of cloaked.
Yep.
You know, Saberback and Inferno. And how he basically wipes them out. He doesn't show him kill Inferno, though.
Yeah, no, it doesn't show him kill Inferno. And I don't...
Which leads me to believe that the Vok will release Tigatron and Air Razor for the Maximals and Inferno for the Predacons. Mm-hmm. But again, I haven't read the final issue, so I have no idea.
I have read through the end, and... Oh, man. I feel so... So we're going to get to it faster than you think, folks, here inside the pull bag and on All Things Transformers, even though the next two episodes of All Things Transformers, we have the guy from – is it how many people is it from Toy Robot?
Okay. Two.
We got the people from Toy Robot next on All Things Transformers, and then I've got Mike from Transmissions for an Origins. After that, we will get to the Beast Wars annual and then issues 16 and 17 for the finale. So it's going to be coming up this summer. Well, we're already in the middle of summer. It's after June 21st, but it'll be sooner than you think. And, oh, God, I wish this was – I wish IDW was not losing the license, because I just feel like they just started – like, they didn't get – 17 issues is not enough. Like, we've enjoyed – have we had little nitpicks about this series? Yeah, sure. But overall, yeah. We've enjoyed the hell out of this, because it's a completely different way to show us the Beast Wars characters. And they're doing different things with them, and it's interesting, and it's fun, and damn it, I'm going to miss it.
Yep.
What would you rate issue 15, 0 to 5?
I'll probably give it a 5. I really enjoyed the banter between the two leaders, and then the fact that they took out the Vok, and, you know, you get to see a brand new plethora of, you know, Autobot or Maximal Predacon variants. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. I am also going to give it a 5. There wasn't anything in here that I didn't really super enjoy. And like you said, it's all about the character and how Primal and Megatron eventually decide to team up, at least for now, kind of thing. So, so much fun. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us here inside the pull bag and also on All Things Transformers. For the pull bag, you've just heard the comic review, but over on All Things Transformers, everyone heard our news catch-up coverage. Where can the people find you online, sir?
Well, they can find me on the Twitters at SCP21.
You can also follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates, at The Pullbag for our updates here on this podcast, at All Things TFV3 for that show. I am at TFG and Mike. Make your great escape into comics and join the Transformers universe today. I have no script in front of me, so that's what happens.
I was not prepared.
Yeah. I wish to speak to my lawyer.